My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about 7 reasons why your SEO is weak. So I will go first. So the first thing is this. Well, the reason your SEO is weak is because you are not paying attention to your link velocity. So link velocity, meaning you might be producing content, but if you're not building links, you're not acquiring links, your content isn't good enough to attract links, or maybe your site in general is just not building enough links, you're going to fall behind because just content alone, there's millions and millions of blog posts being published every single day. So you have to be sure that your link velocity is keeping up with your pace of content creation.
Yeah, and number 2, brand. So Eric Schmidt, the ex-CEO of Google, we mentioned this the past few episodes, he pretty much said the internet is a cesspool and he thinks brands are the solutions. So if more people keep searching for your brand name on Google and then you have a high click-through rate of them going to your website and staying on there instead of just bouncing back, it tells Google you're a legitimate site, you're less likely to create fake news, people trust you, and that they should rank you higher.
All right. Number 3, your site is too slow. So a couple episodes ago, we talked about performance. You can even talk about site speed too. You can use Google's Page Speed Insights tool just to see how fast your site is. And you can see if it's red, if it's yellow or green, red being very bad, yellow being it's still bad. It's like okay-ish. But green is like good, right? So what you want to be doing is checking, and then eventually Google Search Console is going to have a new site speed report where you can just basically audit your site and figure out what you need to do to deliver the right experience for people. Because if your site loads too slowly, you are not delivering a good experience. In fact, you're making people sad. So you don't want to do that. So that is number 3, your site speed.
Yeah. Number 4, when it comes to your SEO, everyone just writes content. They're like, oh, cool, I'm getting rankings. Why is my traffic going down? Why is it going up? Why do I get all these fluctuations? Why is my competitors beating me? What you'll find is writing content once doesn't guarantee success. That's weak SEO. Strong SEO is you keep updating your content. You keep modifying it. You keep making it longer and more thorough and better. Once something's up, doesn't mean it's done. You need to continually modify and tweak it so that way you can improve your rankings, because if you don't, your content's going to be stale, outdated, and your rankings are going to continually slip.
Damn it. I was going to do that one. What are we on right now? Five?
Yeah.
All right. Five is you might have over monetized your site, meaning you might have too many AdSense ads. You might have too many ads just around the site, where now Google, the way they look at it, I think they released about a year or two ago, saying that they are going to look at sites that are kind of really aggressive with how they present ads. Cause again, it's not delivering the best experience to people. So you got to make sure when it comes to SEO, it's not just about the content and links portion. Those are important, but all the things that factor into delivering a really good experience, right? The content, link signals, and then the site speed, and then making sure it's not just like overloaded where people are just super overwhelmed.
Number six, user experience. So Rand Fishkin from Moz, technically he's not from Moz anymore. I forgot his SparkToro.
SparkToro, yep.
He ended up doing an experiment years ago, and it's still valid today, in which he told everyone to do a Google search, click on a certain result, like the number three or fourth result, and it popped up to the top. That tells Google, hey, everyone prefers this result over the ones that rank higher. Those are examples of user signals. So you want to optimize your meta description title tag, not just to describe what the page is about, but to be appealing. Think of copywriting. You want to convince people to click on your listing over the competitors. You can use tools like ClickFlow to do this. And as you optimize them, what you'll notice is within 30 days, your rankings just continually start shooting up for the pages where you ran successful experiments on.
All right, number seven, last but not least. By the way, there's many more reasons why your SEO might be weak, but here's the seventh one just for this podcast. You might have too many technical issues on your site, meaning when you log into Google Search Console, it's going to show you where you have your errors, where the offenders are, where things aren't getting crawled, or you might have, 500 errors, 400 errors, and maybe you're not using the right redirects. There's all these little technical things that start to add up if you're not taking care of them. It's like not going to your doctor for your yearly checkup, which I haven't been to for a while. But anyway, so, too many technical issues. What you can do is you can use Google Search Console, which is free. There's a host of other tools out there that can help you with this as well. You can use SEMrush. You can use Ahrefs as well, just to take a look at what is going on. And then, Screaming Frog is another good one as well. So Screaming Frog SEO Spider. That is it for today. That's the seventh one. But before we go, our live event is coming fast. It's coming at you fast. Thousands of people have actually applied. It's happening in downtown LA, Marketing School Live, happening Saturday, June 29th. Now, here's the deal. Even though a bunch of people have applied, not necessarily everyone's giving us what's required, which means either proof of residence in California or proof of ticket. So a lot of people are, we're getting them in and then they're not giving us the proof. So then we have to put them back on the wait list and let a new slots of people in. So you still have a chance to get in. SingleRain.com/DTLA. It is a free event, but we have to make sure people are going to come. So anyway, that is it for today and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.